Emergency agencies counted 1,100 fires last July during the peak season for fireworks in Utah. And even though fireworks caused just some of those blazes, state lawmakers are getting new restrictions ready before next summer. KUER's Judy Fays reports.
Last summer was the hottest on record and pretty dry, too. Fire restrictions practically covered the entire state because the landscape was so dry. Jeff Silvestrini is mayor of Mill Creek.
I received dozens and dozens of calls and emails by concerned residents of Mill Creek who were worried about fireworks. Particularly, they were worried about the fire conditions.
He supports changes to state law that would cut the number of days Utahns can use fireworks from 14 to 8, just around the 4th of July and Pioneer Day. State Senator Todd Weiler is a Woods Cross Republican who voted only a few years ago to ease Utah's fireworks restrictions.
And now that we've had 5 years of experience, I think my constituents and I think constituents probably statewide are saying it's too much, we've gone too far.
Supporters say fewer days of fireworks means less air pollution and better public safety. Lawmakers are fast-tracking the reforms, and because of the bill's bipartisan support, there's a good chance it will be in place before the next Independence Day. Judy Fays, KUER News.